Phoneboy Speaks, episode 219, low-end Windows phone. So I've been looking at the smartphone market. I always kind of look at it because I'm a tech douchebag, but I've been reading some stuff about popular Windows phones, and I'm interested in it because really, you know, the two sort of dominant operating systems on mobile on smartphones is iOS and Android, of course. And there's been a lot of interest in, okay, who's going to be the third ecosystem, or is there going to be a third ecosystem that's viable? Right now there's several contenders, that the top two perhaps being Windows Phone and BlackBerry, and unfortunately BlackBerry's not doing very well. It looks like in some markets, Windows Phone is actually doing okay, and the handsets that seem to be doing the best were actually the cheapest ones. So they're talking about the Lumia 520 and the Lumia 620 as being the handsets that are predominantly being bought in those segments. And yes, there are some, there's coming out some nicer handsets, and the Lumia 1020, which is the 41 megapixel camera phone that Nokia is putting out, is good. And unfortunately, there's other handset makers that make Windows phones, but Nokia has definitely got favored nation status, and they went all in on Windows Phone, other than their Asha line of phones, which are for different markets than typical smartphones are. So anyway, I'm it's interesting to see that where Windows Phone is picking up steam is in the low end of the smartphone market. And I actually think that's where all the growth is. If you look at the bigger picture and you see that the bigger market, for the high end smartphones is really starting to get saturated. And honestly, the difference for me between a 4S and a 5, and my wife has a 5 and I have a 4S, it's a little bit lighter and it has a nicer camera, but honestly, I haven't felt the need to upgrade. I mean, maybe LTE would be a nice reason to get it, but I'm just, that wasn't enough for me. So I'm probably going to wait till the next cycle or whatever to upgrade this thing. But anyway, I'm interested in actually picking up one of these low end Windows phones because I want to see what the experience is like. And I've heard that on the low end Windows phones, it's actually very good. Obviously, there's going to be some capability issues if you start trying to play the high end games or programs that shed tons of memory or whatever. But generally speaking, the Windows Phone experience itself, when you compare it between the low end and high end Windows handsets, aren't that bad. And so if you get a phone that's somewhere between $100 and $200 without a contract, and you're just getting into smartphones, I mean, Windows Phone is not horrible. I mean, it doesn't work for me necessarily. I know people that like it. I haven't seen too many people outside of those who work for Microsoft that have it, but I've actually seen them in non-Microsoft people's hands and they like it. And it's just, I think in terms of mind share, that's probably where it's going to catch on, is in that low end space where people that haven't been biased by iPhone or Android, but can't afford either can't afford the contract that goes with a $600 phone, or can't buy it outright. As I said, the low end market I think is where the growth is going to be, because even Apple, and as they're expanding into other countries, oftentimes they're having to sell like the 4 and the 4S because in some countries, you can't subsidize phones, and so that means you have to pay the full price. So rather than selling the $649 iPhone 5, they're selling the 4 and the 4S, which are a couple hundred dollars cheaper, and that's where they're getting traction. And so I think, again, if Nokia can make low end handsets that are compelling, and trust me, they've got a lot of history of doing that, software issues notwithstanding, but they've made good hardware at that price point, and so this is definitely something they can do. And you know, if that's what propels Windows Phone, I think that's what it's going to take. Because, yeah, I think there's definitely a demand for smartphones that aren't $600, that are quality. And, you know, right, and it doesn't seem like Apple is going to produce a handset at that price point. I mean, other than one that's on a contract. But in order to sell it's like India and China and other places, you have to be able to sell it at $200 without a contract. And or even less than that, right? So that's where the growth is going to be. And Android handsets at that price point, yeah, you can get them for that price. But from what I've seen, they're not so fantastic experience. Maybe Android will improve that. And there's other operating systems that are looking to sort of try and crack that market, but right now they have no mind share. At least Windows Phone has some in some countries, and I think if they can push that price point and keep that price point down and keep the quality up and just push it out and get it out there in people's hands, maybe they will become the third ecosystem. It's certainly one to watch, and as I say, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on like a 520 or 620 just to play with it and see how compelling it is. Because yeah, the Android handsets I've seen at that price point aren't going to be nearly as good as a Nokia handset.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.com. Phoneboy.com.